Delta Brass Tacks, we have a full board.
Good morning to you, Mrs. Gill.
Hi, good morning.
You are a bright spark on a Black Friday.
Hey, I didn't see anything black outside at all, so you're telling lies.
Today's the 13th.
No, today's not black. Today is the 13th. Well, there's nothing black about today.
It black in the sense of the feeling.
Yes, I know.
Just obedience, right? I call after hearing the young gentleman yourself talk a little while ago. Mm-hmm. And I want to at least, I feel vindicated, because yesterday when I called and spoke to your moderator, I asked a question about the Carifta Games. Since mm-hmm. I knew that there was around the corner and some of the countries within the region has been affected. Mm-hmm. Also, we have to take a new look, because we were told that those persons affected would be in the ages of 60 and over. Mm-hmm. We have now found out that someone between the ages of 32 and 52 have been affected, even to the point of a casualty. I think Barbadians must understand that we are no different from any person else on the world. We are part of the world, and they should take heed of all the precautions that has been put out there, because somewhere along the line, if anything should happen to Barbados, if there should be a situation where we see a couple cases in Barbados, this is where people will panic. It's just like a weather report. People pay the weather report no attention until it starts to get close, and then when the weather report starts to get close, then everything goes haywire. I think Barbadians need to understand that this isn't anything that we have any control over. And this is something that, like some people, I believe, Ms. Gay, you would understand that, it's like a cancer. Some people, for years, a cancer go into hiding. And then out of a clear blue sky, it becomes very active again, and it goes to the point of being fatal. Since this is a case where, as far as we understand, that this virus is a virus that can stay in the body, and you don't relate that as anybody, I think we need to take caution. We need to listen to those persons who have been advising us. And we need to understand fully that we are not part of the world. We are part of the world. And if other parts of the world are affected by it, then obvious, as Barbadians, we must prepare ourselves for it. Take, for example, this idea of rushing into supermarkets and trying to buy off everything off the shelf. Yeah, nothing is wrong with that. But when you have a hurricane, you buy Russian and you buy off every biscuit off the shelf. I think the more important of this, Ms. Gill, is to understand that meeting is part of your problems. The idea of association is part of your problems. And take, for example, like in Italy, where you have to keep X amount of distance from the other person, I don't think Barbadians will get over that, because Barbadians are accustomed to rubbing and doing all types of things. So I'm asking Barbadians to be aware. To be aware and to listen to the directions that are given, and understand fully that we are part of the world, and as long as we are part of the world, then we have to expect things to happen to us. I do not believe that business is as usual as far as Barbados is concerned. And I'll tell you how I analyze my situation, Ms. Gill. This virus was notified as in December of 2019. Somewhere along the line, we saw the movement into 2020, and we saw the virus coming alive in various parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You and I know that a lot of business was done across the world, out of China, mm-hmm. 2019. A lot of people traveled November, December, 2019. So obvious, what we are seeing now may be the fall off of something that people did not pay any attention to between the period of January and between the period of February, of something that was there from since December last year. So I'm saying that if it was there since December last year, and we have now started to realize this 2 or 3 months after, take heed, listen to those persons who are trained in it. But this idea, feeling that and a lot of fake news, a lot of people are making sport of this. Now take, for example, I'm one of the people who believe that several things in this country should, like this morning, I was very pleased when you admit the fact that the university say we will not panic because nothing happened. Say, yeah, that is the situation. But when you get certain people telling you certain things, Ms. Gill, that seems as if it will never happen here, and I don't like that. I don't like that. While I'm on this, did you follow up last week? There was Facebook mm-hmm. Of rivers that were turning to blood.
If I saw it, no, I wouldn't have seen it. I didn't see it.
But you could Google it. You could Google it as well. There was, even as far as Jamaica, there were several rivers across the world, Russia, and this was a kind of an unusual
turn into blood. This is interesting.
Yeah,
I Google only know about that in the
Bible.
In the Bible times.
But I saw it for myself because somebody sent me the river in Jamaica. And then I
But because you saw a video and it is attributed to Jamaica, you automatically believe that is true.
Your eyes don't deceive you, and certain comments don't deceive. That's why I'm trying to explain to you, Ms. Gail. Google, and you will realize that sometime last week, that there were several rivers across the world that was bleeding blood.
My stepdaughter lives in Jamaica. We talked to her up to last night. And she didn't mention anything about the blood. So I'm asking you, because you saw a video, if that is the gospel truth.
I saw a video. I heard a comment, and I Googled. And I'm going to say to you,
I'll Google it and check it out.
Get your producer to Google. And you honestly, they will tell you, yes, there were rivers across the world.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a sign of rivers turning to blood, turning to water, turning to blood. In closing, Ms. Gail, all I am begging Barbados to do, give the professionals a chance to put the act in place. Stop feeling it's not going to happen here. Stop panicking, as I know they've already started to panic, and understand even the age has changed. So those who believe that because they're 32, 26, and 27 are not accessible, bear in mind there's no down there. And I feel vindicated because yesterday when they asked about the Carifesta game. No comment was made. I was just move on situation. Many more will have to be cancelled. Thank you, there.
Thanks so much for calling. In fact, we do have a WhatsApper who mentioned point about the same thing you're talking about in terms of not believing everything, not being so fearful about the virus. And it's not only, and you said it's not only affecting the elderly, but it is infecting younger persons. So as you said, you feel a little vindicated. Dr. Brastax?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Gail, nice hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a contribution to your program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm experiencing a challenge, and I do not know who I should speak with about my concern.
Okay.
During the month of November 2019, I took some clothes to a laundry. I won't say the name, but I took some clothes to a laundry. November 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the month of December 2019 that the laundry was burned.
Mm-hmm.
It pissed me that all my corporate suits were destroyed. I was not reached to be informed about what was going on. So when I went to collect my clothes, I was informed and I was allowed to make a claim for the suits that were destroyed. Yes, I made a claim.
Mm-hmm.
But to date, I have never been contacted to give me any update about the way forward as it relates to my clothes. The hurtful part about it was I was given a number sometime after, and I called the number repeatedly, and I spoke to a lady, because I was trying to reach the name that was given to me. And unfortunately, this man would have received the messages, or he did not receive the messages, but he never returned a call. I called this morning, and I asked the young lady who answered the phone if he got my message, and she said yes.
Mm.
I really hope that someone who had or have an interest in what took place would come to the radio, to Barbados, because it's not my one that would have been affected, and say something. Let me know. I'm not going to say us. It may sound selfish, but I really need to know what is the position with my clothing that were destroyed. I really need some information.
Okay, that is a legitimate query. If you've submitted some clothes to be laundered and you haven't received them back, you just want to find out the outcome. So I would hope that the persons who are familiar or intimately related to this situation could get in contact with you. I want you to kindly leave your number as well with the producer, so that if they do call, that we can connect you to, in case you're not, you know, speaking to the right person, to get this matter rectified. I'm really sorry about your circumstance, and I hope that you can get a response. If it is that the claim has been made and nothing has come of it as yet, that's taken a little while. So I'm hoping that you get it sorted as soon as possible. But please leave your, don't go offline. I will take another call, but please stay online so that the producer can take your number. Thanks so much for bringing your issue to the fore. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
About this computer virus, about this virus that got around.
It begins with CO, but not computer. Corona, COVID.
What I'm saying is that I wanted to say is that could it be a computer virus?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody trying to find out where these things, the big shots don't know, or they know and don't want to say, because computer touch everybody and is glamorous, so anybody don't want to take down that. But I hear about computer virus, and this virus that nobody can detect. We play around with the earth.
Who said that nobody can detect it?
Nobody don't know where it's coming from, if it's a mosquito.
No, they say it's a new virus.
And it says about it.
What, yes, it was new at the time, though. But it was new, too.
Huh?
It was new. It wasn't syphilis or gonorrhea or herpes or any of the other sexually transmitted viruses.
Yeah, but they keep
viruses
on changing. In 5 years, this can happen. In 10 years, and now they tell you can live with it. But the point I'm making, mistress,
mm-hmm.
each time I bring up the subject about the computer, nobody don't follow me up, because they tell it lightly.
So you brought this up before? We had another virus before, or you mean within the week?
I thought within the week.
Oh, okay.
But no, but we also had a virus in Barbados years ago. I know the virus or what it was. We had meningitis and we had cholera and all kind of things.
Diphtheria. And you continue down the list, malaria.
A lady asked me if, when they had these different viruses, if it was like this magnitude. I say you would not know, because in those days, they had the radios and the telephones and different things that could connect to people. They had the technology wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But I seriously got a problem with all this radiation going across the waves at night. Thousands and thousands of people got cell phones, and every day, every minute, everybody on the phone, all them microwaves going through, all those different things, the cell phones, the microwaves, the laptops, you don't think that could be a problem?
I think it could be a problem in terms of radiation transmission and a couple of things, but you're mixing
radiation,
both
radiation
COVID-19 and, you know, the two. I always say, as my... The chair of the Barbados Port recently has been captured in the press as having said, follow the science. And that will be my position, follow the science. Not to say that science answers all, it doesn't. But in scenarios like these, where we are not the scientists, I leave the Dr. Connells and all those other people who know what they're talking about as it relates to...
But I heard a lady say yesterday that good things just come out of bad. And bad things just come with the good. But I also remember, as a boy, you say, I was saying that too much of anything is a sin.
Mm.
But I never heard a boy say that too much money is a sin.
I never heard that too much of anything is a sin. Which Bible you read that in?
No.
The Bible of Proverbs?
That was a sin for you.
All sins are not necessarily accurate. But it is true, though, that you must take things in moderation. You can't have too much of everything. Otherwise, you may kill yourself if you drink too much water for crying out loud, right. You know?
I think the technocrats and the fellas that things are looking into this. It's more serious about the computers and things like that. So if they got too much and they're moving too fast in the technology. And they're going fast to playing out of hand. Again, it's getting out of hand.
Okay.
I just say that sometimes the robots just go around and kill the people that are playing with them.
It is true. Sometimes they malfunction. Like we human beings, we've been created to serve and to worship God, and we malfunction. We choose our own way, and we don't follow the path for which we should. But you are making a point. These created things can malfunction. Thanks so much for calling, sharing your perspective. There are many perspectives, and they're all welcome. Dr. Brastax, we do have a very caller, a thriving WhatsApp, but we had a full board, and we still have a full board, so I'll stay with our phone lines. Good morning, Dr. Brastax. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Good morning.
Miss Gilmorning.
Good morning.
I would like to put a little thing out there to see if it would make any sense. I feel, right, that it is time for the Caribbean to have a shortwave radio system within the Caribbean so that we can keep interconnected. I mean, like, if I want to go to Belize and listen to what's happening in Belize, I could do so on a shortwave radio.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go to Suriname, I could do so. And I talk about the countries that are extremely far away from Barbados and in some cases far from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if it will be a good thing for some of these radio stations, like VOV, for example, that got 104, that turned that into a shortwave station. CBC 94.7, turned that into a shortwave station. You only need two. So that we could go around the Caribbean and hear what's happening in the Caribbean, as opposed to getting little snippets in the news. Your thoughts before we move on.
My thought would be that 104 says just as much as 92.9. We have different listeners who have different interests, and therefore to let you make a statement like that and leave it would be remiss.
All right. Let me retract.
No. I'm responding. You're entitled to your perspective. I'm just responding as a responsible moderator should. So that is my thought on what you said. Next point.
No, I was saying that I mentioned 104 because...
Because you know, don't listen to it. Simple. Because you don't listen to it.
I do. They play some really lovely music. I do listen to it.
You just said don't listen.
Okay, then you should give us some hours out of 104, at least 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the night or whatever, on shortwave radio, so we can connect with... Look, when it was in the signal station at the port, I could get Trinidad on the VHF, on the SSB, St. Vincent, St. Lucia, Guadeloupe, and as far north as Dominica. And you know Grenada, right? All of you know we can get Grenada. So all I'm saying is, and I had asked the Harbour Master at the time to increase
the bandwidth. For lack of a better term?
Not bandwidth.
A wave capacity?
No, it is watt. It is wattage.
Right, the capacity.
They increase it from 25 to 45 watts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that you can't do that because it would cause too much confusion on the airwaves.
Yeah, I believe so too.
But it would cause confusion if the people that are using the radio are not responsible people.
So question for you, when the introduction of this wave radio station occurs, what are you expecting? What are some of the benefits to the society, the community?
Some of the benefits, Ms. Gill, it would simply mean that we in the Caribbean would be able, like I said earlier, we'd be able
to listen to their radio stations and to be connected.
What's happening in the other, like in the Bahamas, which is really far north, and Cuba, and those far north countries, Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, without having to hear little snippets on the radio news.
Okay.
So I'm saying that we should be able to connect directly with them, with those stations, to hear news. Like I just listened to a shortwave radio in Venezuela named Radio Carupano. And that radio station is a shortwave radio station, and it gives you some really good news coming out of Latin America and that kind of thing. Yeah. We need that kind of thing in the Caribbean, where we can connect with one another, because everybody is not computer literate. Everybody doesn't have a computer. Everybody don't know how to do things on the phone and all kind of thing. So you make it simple. You put in, you get these registrations and make it simple so that I can turn on my radio and I can tune in to Bermuda and listen to what's happening in the Bermuda on the shortwave. But the other thing I want to also mention, I want to know if it is not also possible for the countries of the world to have this interconnectivity with the traveling public. We're travelers. Where if you come to my country, I put you in my system. Right? It is something like the GPS, not GPS, sorry, ASI in ships, where if I am on my ship and I get into difficulty, I can hit a button and
send off
signals, right?
Yeah.
And the ship that nearest to me will come to my rescue. So I'm wondering if we can have something that kind of connectivity where, you know, if you come to my country and I feel that you give me false information, I could go into the system and pull you up to see the last three or four, the last six places that you've been to within the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it can read backwards, like something like an A1C machine that can read into your blood 3 months backwards.
Mm-hmm. To tell what was taking place.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I feel because a man will come into your country and tell you, man, I just come from Dominica or I just come from Puerto Rico. But he didn't tell you which countries he came from before those countries. That could mean his voyage to Barbados originated in China. I don't know if I am articulating this thing well enough for you. But I guess you also want to.
Well, you're very articulate in your expression, so I know how much more articulation you want me to get.
Yeah, but you're going to be articulate when I come to you, you know.
Or you want me to respond to you articulately.
But that too. Because you got one more point to make.
You go ahead.
No, the other point we want to make then is our Prime Minister, Mia Amor, she is very forward-thinking and proactive. Mm-hmm. And I say that simply because with this corona virus that's going around, the Prime Minister has acknowledged that it is going to affect us at some point in time. And every country that it has affected, automatically, Lisa, if I can call you that, it will affect that country's economy. Mm-hmm. And since that we are in a program with the IMF, she has decided to go to IMF early to discuss any possibilities. I think that's being very proactive, and I like that kind of thinking. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, last week she had this, or early this week, she had this meeting where she invited everybody, including the leader of the Democrat Labour Party, who spoke quite eloquently, I must say, and the Reverend Allen. And everybody was on board. Mm-hmm. And I like what the leader of the Democrat Labour Party said. She said that we're taking off our political colours and we're putting on our national colours because this is a national issue that could affect all of us.
And so she didn't have to take off too much. She didn't have to do a thing.
I like that way of thinking because
it's a legitimate point she made. I was very pleased with the stance of both the opposition leader and the head of the Democratic Labour Party. Because it's not going to come to Barbados and say, let me get these two BLP people here or these two DLP is going to affect anyone who comes in contact with a person who is infected, bottom line. But I'm going to thank you so much for calling. I do hear a little bit of music. The producer is telling me it is time to wrap. So down to brass stats. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. Good afternoon. It is now.
Good afternoon.
6 minutes. Yes. Good afternoon. 5 minutes after 12.
Yes, Miss Gear.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I ask you a question here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you respond to say that if you drink too much water, it's not good for you.
No. We were speaking within the context of overusage of anything. So the gentleman said, if you have too much of anything, it's a sin.
I understand.
So I said to him, yes. Within context, yes, if you use any of anything. So even good things like too much water, too much of that is also going to put some pressure on your body.
But what I'm asking is this, right? How do you know when you drink too much?
There's actually you're supposed to have as much liters as your, something to do with your body mass index. So if you are, based on your weight, you drink the amount of liters, you divide that by your, take your weight and divide it by your body mass index.
That's what my doctor tells me.
You would do what your doctor says, though, because it is more, it is not across the board.
I want to make sure you do the right thing.
You follow what the doctor tells you, sir. I am no expert on health issues. Don't follow what I say. Because I didn't say anything.
Hope you didn't say anything.
I didn't. What did I tell you in relation to water? What prescription did I give you as to how many liters to use? I didn't.
You said that you drink too much.
Right. So you would know what is too much based on what your doctor told you.
Well, I never speak to my doctor. So how much is too much?
Wait, you just said, now you doctor tell you. Now you just tell me.
Go by what I guess here.
I would suggest that you have at least a minimum of, actually, you know what? Let me make it easier for you. You should drink 8 ounces of water every 1.5 hours. Is that okay?
8 ounces of water every
1.5 hours.
Every 1.5 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
When next you go to the doctor, ask him if that is a decent amount of water to drink.
But the next time I go, I'll ask him.
Yes.
Okay, have a nice day.
Thank you so much. But you know that water is a very important commodity that we should utilize on a daily basis. Actually, the body is made up, more than 75% of our body is made up of water. So it tells us that our body needs to continually be replenishing. We sweat, emit liquid, and therefore we should be replenishing by the foods we eat and to accompany the foods we eat. Not that you should eat with water and drink water, but you should be drinking water pretty regularly. But I am not a health professional, and therefore go to your doctor or go to your specialist and let them guide you as to what you should be taking, because there's some medications or, you know, some things that you're using that you may have to refrain from or increase the number of liters that you use. Down to brass tacks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I am well, thanks.
All right, I got a few questions to ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, on average, how many passengers does these cruise liners carry? I read in the paper there was more that carry over 5,000 people. Now, the reason I ask that, can you imagine we having 4 cruise liners that have the capacity to carry 5,000 passengers each? Mm-hmm. We have an INI department, and I'm not aiming to or speaking to panic nobody, but reality is reality. We have an A&E department at the QS that people sit and wait sometimes for 2-3 days. I'm not blaming the staff at the hospital because they can only work what they have and they tend to do a great job. It kind of drives me nuts that we have 4 or 5 cruise liners coming in here to be cleared. I would also like to know on average how long it takes to test a passenger. I don't know if you remember. I remember when AIDS was first talked about here with Dr. Schulzberg, a certain gentleman snubbed him and accused him of telling lies. We have seen the result. All I know, we have seen the result. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I personally, people out here have a way of hushing up things and keeping things from the public. I feel it's best to educate people than to mislead them. We depend solely on tourism. That's how we make our money. Or that's how we choose to make our money, because we have not yet learned the art of doing things different. I personally feel, this is my personal feeling, I feel it here. I don't care what the boys, I feel it here. Based on what was said about the AIDS epidemic, and how it was trying to be, was being swept under the carpet, I got added. All of it, tell people, be careful. Take the necessary precautions. Right? Now, my next thing, I heard you right here yesterday, said that there's going to be this distribution of hand sanitizers, and the MPs would be initially in charge of it. I don't like that neither. Because if you look at the way politicians both here operate, when you look at roads, how roads are fixed, how they're built, how houses are being allocated and all that, I suspect the parties are guilty of it. This is not new, unique, nothing. I think they should find some other way of distributing things other than politicians. That's how it is. There's reality. I don't deal with fantasy. And finally, I would like to see an international men's day. That's what I'd like to see. We were here before, wasn't it? I would like to see men being recognized for what they do. I would like to see that. Do you agree with that or not?